Good morning and welcome to Calvary Chapel. If you're out in the courtyard, you want to come on in. We're going to begin the psalm this morning. We're going to continue on in Psalm 119. Remember, it's the longest chapter in the Bible. It's 176 verses, and it's what is called an acrostic. It goes by the Hebrew alphabet, like if R's A, B, C, D. There's 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet, and this psalm has 22 stanzas of 8 verses each, and it goes along in succeeding order of the Hebrew alphabet, Aleph, Beth, so we're in the second part, Beth, and that term means we have Bethlehem, which is house of bread, Bethsaida, house of fishing, Bethshemesh, house of sun, Bethesda, house of mercy. So when you think of our house is God's home. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. When you look at this portion from verses 9 to 16, just think about the writer using that first letter of the Hebrew alphabet, Beth, in each one of these 8 verses that he talks about and how it deals with his life and how he wants his life pure and wants his life holy before the Lord. So you can follow along in, if I haven't confused you too much, Psalm 119 beginning in verse 9, and we'll go to verse 16. How can a young man keep his way pure? By keeping it according to your word. With all my heart I have sought you. Do not let me wander from your commandments. Your word I have treasured in my heart, that I may not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I have told of all the ordinances of your mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and regard your ways. I shall delight in your statutes, and I shall not forget your word. Father, you tell us to hide your word in our hearts that we might not sin against you, as the psalmist said. And the Word of God is a light unto our path, a lamp unto our steps, that we might walk in your ways. And Lord, just as you say, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit, you dwell within us. Lord, I do pray that your Word would lead us and guide us. Your Word would form and fashion our lives. Lord, that we would be pleasing to you in all that we say, all that we do. Lord, what a joy it is, God, to recognize that you are our God. You are our Father and our friend. And so, Lord, I pray that you have your way in this time of worship. Lord, that we might glorify you and we might magnify your name through the words of the songs. Lord, that we would love you with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength through our worship time and also through the study of your word. Lord, so have your way, be glorified in the midst of your people. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You can stand or be seated as we worship the Lord together.
ceases to exist. And when you walk into the room, the dead begin to rise, cause there is resurrection life within all you did. We love you. We will never stop. We can't live without you, Jesus.
worship that powerful, wonderful, beautiful name this morning. Thank you, God, that we get to sing to you, that you've given us lips to sing and hands to raise. Lord, we praise you. We thank you, God, for all that you've done, for all that you're going to do. Lord, we love you. Amen. Let's all stand together. Your love and grace.